As we approach Advent and Christmas, I want to talk to you about leadership and service. Jesus Christ came among us to lead us to God and to teach us how to serve others. In the 1960s, all the bishops of the Catholic Church took part in a council of the Church, sometimes called the Second Vatican Council. At this council, the bishops said that every baptized Christian is called to be a priest, a prophet, and a king. In this way, all of us are called to lead, and in doing so, we serve others. In our church, a good example of this is the first pope, St. Peter, called by Jesus to be the first leader of his church. He was given the keys of the kingdom, with the authority to make decisions about teaching, and so served all the members of the Christian community. It's important to realize that Peter was an ordinary human being who was called to do extraordinary things. In our schools, parishes, and communities, there are many examples of people using their talents to the full for the good of others. And we've recently seen how an African-American, Barack Obama, has overcome a legacy of prejudice to become the next American president. He will lead America and serve all of its people. In the Catholic Church, it is the Pope, St. Peter's successor, who appoints the bishops to dioceses. I was appointed as Archbishop of Westminster by Pope John Paul II in the year 2000. As Archbishop, it is my role to lead the Church in our Diocese of Westminster. In the near future, Pope Benedict XVI will appoint my successor as Archbishop of Westminster. There will be a new leader in the diocese. In the years to come, remember that you are called to serve and to be a leader in your own way. Yes, you can. My prayer for you during Advent and Christmas is that each of you will be given the courage to answer God's call to be a priest, prophet, and king.